to the British Library next. The British Library is, without a doubt, one of the country's most incredible institutions, but one that many visitors to London miss out on visiting. It holds an astonishing treasure trove of well over 150 million collection items, including manuscripts, maps, newspapers, magazines, prints and drawings, music scores and sound recordings. And that collection is growing fast. The library has its main headquarters at St Pancras, London, just down the road from King's Cross Station, famous for its magic platform 9 3/4, where Harry Potter boarded his train to Hogwarts. The huge, purpose-built library receives a copy of every publication produced in the UK and Ireland. 3 million new items are added every year. But although it's called the British Library, it collects items from all over the world, in almost every language under the sun. Of course, much of the material is stored in archives, and some items are too fragile to be handled by the public. But a lot of it can be accessed by readers, either in person or online. You can find items as new as today's newspaper and as old as a Chinese oracle bone, engraved animal bone used for divination, dating all the way back to 1600 BCE. There's space for 1,200 readers to read and work at desks in the library's reading rooms, and many thousands more access the online collections every day. A real highlight is the Treasures of the British Library exhibition. This is a free, permanent exhibition that gives visitors a chance to see some of the most fascinating items held by the library. These include historical items such as a recording of Nelson Mandela's famous trial speech. There are artistic treasures too, such as Leonardo da Vinci's notebook and beautifully illustrated sacred texts from the Christian, Muslim, Jewish, Buddhist, and other traditions. There are letters from famous people, including Queen Victoria and Oscar Wilde, and early versions of literary works, handwritten by the authors. For example, Alice in Wonderland, originally called Alice in the Underground. You can see how maps have changed down the ages, and much more. Of course, it's a delight to see the exhibits for real in the gallery at the library, but if you can't visit in person, you can find photos and explanations of key exhibits online.